you've been willing to share your story with us. Tell us about the cricket part of your life, but also what you're doing now, and to tell us of how you came to stand up to Mugabe. We've been most grateful to you. We've loved hearing both you talk, and we've loved hearing you sing. Through it all, you've made clear to us that Christian faith, Christian living, and loyalty to Christ has been a big part of your life, an important theme and motivation for you. If I asked you this morning, what's the best thing about being a Christian? How would you respond?
Well, I'd say a couple of things, and clearly, probably one of the best joys of being a Christian is having your sins forgiven. Now, we don't know about you guys, but the older you get, the more things you've done wrong in your life, and you look back and you think, oh, I wish I could have done that differently, or I wish I didn't do that at all. And until you have your sins forgiven in Christ Jesus, you always have that guilty conscience, that sense of, if there is a God, I am condemned because I have messed up. I've said things to people that are close to me that I wish I could take back, all the things that we're ashamed of. And clearly, one of the great messages of the cross is that we can leave that at the foot of the cross, knowing that God holds no debt against us, and that we truly are forgiven in Christ. And I think that's a truly liberating thing in a world that suggests you've got to meet a perfect standard that's unattainable anyway. To know that God accepts us as we are, warts and all, sins and all, is an amazing message. Second thing, of course, is the idea of eternal life. I mean, I don't know what to make of what eternity will look like, but I know that the Bible gives us a glimpse into some things. The Bible says that the book of Revelation 21, there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more death, there'll be no more mourning. God's going to wipe away every tear, and he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth in which, you know, this brokenness that we know is pervasive throughout our world will not exist. There'll be no more earthquakes, no more tsunamis, no more terrorism, none of that. It'll all be washed away if you are part of God's family. And that's a tremendous thing for me to know that I'll have a great body, I'll have my knees back. Yes, knees, everything will work. I'll hear, I'll see, I won't grow old. I don't know what people will look like, but I suggest that we will look eternally youthful. It's a tremendous thing to have
that. Do
you
think it'll be cricket?
No, I think God's more into tennis, personally. But no, I'm kidding. I think a Yorkshireman would say, of course, cricket will be there. But no, it's a wonderful concept, eternal life, and living with God. Bible, oh yes, it also says we'll see him face to face and see, look into his eyes. And that's a tremendous thing, to know the Creator personally all your life, never having met him, but then to finally meet Jesus. That'll be an amazing thing.
Okay, if I was going to ask another question, it would be for somebody who's sort of, for whom Christianity has taken the form mainly of church, sometimes of praying, a bit of sort of 999 kind of praying, but it hasn't been a relationship that's central to living, the way the kind of marriage is for people who are married. Mm. What would you want to say to a person in that position who's kind of saying, okay, Henry, I hear you, I've come to hear you, I'm interested, but kind of what would you want them to know?
Well, there's a scripture in the Bible that says today is the day of salvation. And for people who've been sort of sitting on the fence, there comes a point in time when you've got to choose sides. Jesus was quite forthright in saying, you're either with me or against me. And it's one of those decisions that I think is, it's easy to procrastinate. It's easy to put it further back in the distance in the future. Say, well, I'll do it when I'm older. I'll do it when I'm more mature. I'll do it when I'm ready to stop sinning. Or, you know, it's for there. And yet, the Bible makes it very clear, we don't know when our last day will come. We don't know when we'll take our last breath. And it could take us by surprise. And so my commendation to you is there's so much to gain by believing in the Lord Jesus, trusting him for your salvation, that it's not worth putting off another day. I would say do it today. I'm sure we're going to hear a sermon that tells us about the goodness of God in Jesus. And I would suggest to you that if you're moved in your heart or you think, you know, I'm closer now than I've ever been, please come and speak to Jonathan or Philip who will preach, and you can even speak to me. Or speak to someone if you were invited by a friend or a neighbor or something like that. Speak to them and say, you know what? I think I want to take that step today.
Henry, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.